From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Wednesday, March 27th. Chico students looking for the perfect prom dress are in luck. The 18th annual Cinderella's Closet prom dress giveaway is happening at the Chico Mall on April 6th. The event is put on by the Student California Teachers Association Chico State Chapter. Ye Lynn Serrano is one of the organizers. She says it's her first year helping with the event.
I've always been very excited because I have heard about it when I went to high school, because I am from the area. And so finally being like on the other side of that and being the one supporting these teens, I'm like very excited. I'm anticipating the day and it's really fun.
The event takes place next Saturday, April 6th at the Chico Mall. The giveaway includes both formal dresses and shoes. There will also be a DJ, refreshments, and dressing rooms for trying on clothes. This April in Chico, a two-night show will play tribute to Amy Winehouse's life and times. Belladonna Collective is putting on the production. NSPR recently visited their rehearsals, where 14 performers have been getting ready to go on stage in the singer's shoes. Alyssa Jade is one of the many artists impersonating Winehouse at the upcoming show.
We're really trying to respect all facets of Amy. Each of us are kind of symbolizing a facet of Amy's character. And so my Amy is more, you know, self-confident and like is struggling, but like will manage to pull through and find a way. There's ones that are about infidelity. There's ones that are about, you know, all the facets of Amy. And so I think we're really doing a great job trying to show every aspect of her and her legacy, because, you know, it wasn't always sunshine and rainbows.
Along with a set list of 22 songs, the production will be accompanied by a six-piece jazz band. Co-director Chriselle Burr says Winehouse's ability to take from so many genres and influences has shaped the show itself.
Being able to have such an expansive repertoire that she does was also something that, you know, really led us into creating the show the way it has been. We're able to build so many concepts and so many different ideas off of her music just because it is so well-rounded and it's so diverse.
The production takes place at Chico's El Rey Theater on Friday, April 5th, and Saturday, April 6th. The city of Chico will begin work this week on a new bikeway bridge near the Chico Mall. The bridge will cross over East 20th Street. It's the final link in the 7-mile Bikeway 99 corridor, which connects Eaton Road with Skyway. Funding for the $24 million project comes from a variety of state and local sources. The bridge will provide cyclists with safe access to one of the city's major commercial areas. Officials expect it will be completed by the fall of 2025. And the Butte County District Attorney's Office is the latest in the area to offer sign-on bonuses for new hires. That's after approval from the Board of Supervisors yesterday. It's a $30,000 bonus. Hires get half of that when they start the job, then the other half after a one-year probation period. Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey says he hopes applicants will be inspired to apply despite the low wages.
Starting salary for a new deputy district attorney in Butte County is $76,000, while in Sacramento County, it is $127,000. As a result of this disparity, our applications basically dried up.
The bonuses are funded with money from a state assembly bill. They come amid Butte County's struggles to fill deputy district attorney positions and after comparable efforts elsewhere in the county. The Chico Police Department similarly began offering sign-on bonuses for experienced dispatchers in February, and the Sheriff's Department for Corrections Officers last year. Ramsey says, along with the low pay, another deterrent for applicants in recent years has been a cultural shift in the public's view of the justice system. In other news, the University of California, Berkeley will be managing a $300 million project to map the ultraviolet universe for NASA. The university announced on Monday that its Space Sciences Lab will do the first all-sky survey of ultraviolet sources in the cosmos. It will be launching an ultraviolet explorer called UVEX. The orbital telescope is one of several scheduled to launch from the U.S. and Europe in the next decade. The research will give scientists a better understanding of how galaxies and stars evolve. The launch is planned for 2030. And some businesses serving alcohol in California will soon need to offer drug test kits to patrons. The new law is meant to protect residents from having drinks spiked by date rape drugs and other illegal substances. It will take effect at the beginning of July and requires any establishment with a Type 48 liquor license to have drink test kits for sale at a reasonable price for patrons. This includes businesses like nightclubs, bars, and adult-only spaces. Finally, CAP Radio and Sacramento State officials said this week there are no plans to merge the station with local PBS affiliate KVIE Television. That's despite a public plea made by a longtime financial backer of the station, the independent Capital Public Radio Endowment Board. Tom Carlo is CAP Radio's former interim general manager and a current consultant for the station. He says he supports the idea of a partnership with KVIE, but not until after CAP Radio fixes its finances.
I will say that I was the one that started the whole idea to put it on the discussion plate. But let me also say, we have so many issues that CAP Radio has to deal with. We have an operating budget for this year that ends on June 30th that we're not balanced for. We have two downtown facilities that we still don't have a plan of what we're going to deal with.
CAP Radio announced yesterday it won't be moving into long-planned headquarters in downtown Sacramento, though it is yet to resolve its lease commitment on the building. Instead, the station will remain at the Sac State campus. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, March 27th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ivanora Grove.